breeding ground for sexual immorality, and homosexuality, Nige Nige, sellout crowd at Immoral, Ugandan Music Festival. Ugandan Nige Nige Festival goers enjoy music played by Lady Hash at the Etanda Falls on the day 2 of Nige Nige Festival, the annual 4-day international music festival, in Jinja, Uganda on. The music carried on throughout the day and night. Thousands of revelers from across East Africa and the world have gathered for Uganda's Nige Nige Festival, which was allowed to go ahead despite a threat to ban it because of immorality. Critics, including several MPs and the Speaker of Parliament, described it as a breeding ground for sexual immorality and homosexuality. But some say the threat boosted ticket sales to the electronic music festival. The excitement is up in the roof, Zawid Patricia Zoe told the BBC. It's just people getting together and having fun with each other, she said from the festival, which is set at the scenic Etanda Falls on the banks of the River Nile. It has a wild party in the jungle feeling, she said, adding that it was a great relief to go to this kind of festival after 2 years of lockdown. She thought the controversy was due to the generational divide between the young people who attend the festival and Uganda's politicians, who are generally older. However, not all of Uganda's politicians were opposed to the festival. Deputy Prime Minister Rebecca Kadaga was filmed dancing there. This photograph, taken on September 16, 2022, shows a view of the Ugandan Nige Nige Festival and its lights from the stage reflecting in River Nile at the Etanda Falls on the second day of Nige Nige Festival, the annual 4-day international music festival, in Jinja, Uganda. Image source, AFP. Image caption, the festival takes place on the banks of the River Nile. In order to get permission to proceed with the festival, the organizers had to ensure there were no sex orgies, nudity, vulgar language, songs, expressions or gestures. Under 18s were not allowed. Bernard Iwalu Olapot has attended the festival every year and he told the BBC he had never seen any sexual immorality or orgies. He said he didn't know why there were calls for it to be banned, saying they were ill-informed. This is the one time when Ugandans and the rest of the world get together in Uganda and there's no distinction between who comes from where, it's a wonderful thing, he said. He added that by attracting so many foreign tourists, it was good for Uganda's economy, a point also made by Uganda's tourism minister Martin Magara during the parliamentary debate earlier this month. One British man told the AFP news agency that he had never heard of the festival until the threat to ban it. It is my first time in Africa. I didn't expect this much, the huge fan presence, the greenery, the waterfalls and hospitality, said engineer David Kempson, aged 31. Ugandan musician Cinderella Sanyu, C, performs on stage with her band at Nige Nige Festival at the Etanda Falls on the second day of Nige Nige Festival, the annual 4-day international music festival, in Jinja, on. Uganda's Cindy Sanyu is among the best known of the artists who performed. Tickets for the 4-day festival have sold out on its website, which says more than 150 artists from across Africa and Europe were playing across its 4 stages. Up to 12,000 people have attended, including 5,000 foreign tourists, AFP reports. Nige Nige means dance in the local Luganda language but has sexual connotations in East Africa's most commonly spoken tongue, Swahili. Ugandan Nige Nige Festival goers enjoy music played by Lady Hash at the Etanda Falls on the day 2 of Nige Nige Festival, the annual 4-day international music festival, in Jinja, Uganda on.